Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great.
Dr. Tong looks great.
Yes, genetic. I keep telling you. How do you think patients say you look so good?
We are on this show to prove to you that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And when we say this, we mean that we can get you off your medication, we can prevent surgery, avoid surgery, and after a while, you will not even need our treatment, given that you follow our diet and stress management recommendations. And besides pain disorders such as back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, we also treat all non-pain disorders, high blood pressure, diabetes, asthma, allergies, Alzheimer's, depression, all kinds of emotional disorders.
Yeah, secondary message from us is that Western diagnosis doesn't mean anything. They are just symptoms, label of symptoms.
Right.
You call it joint pain and the doctor called arthritis. Mm-hmm. It's just a name, okay?
Right.
That's the cause. The real cause had to do with mind-body blockages.
Mm-hmm.
So once you find those blockages and clear, you improve the circulation, doesn't matter what you call the symptoms, okay?
Right.
It can be cured.
Mm-hmm. We had with us last time Jorge. He was talking about his mother, Elvira, who is 92 years old, suffered from diabetes for about 10 years. And then recently suffered from recurrent urinary tract infections, and she would be put on antibiotic after antibiotic, and after she would come off of them, they would come back. She also had problems sleeping, problems walking. I mean, she's 92 years young, but things start to just slow down a bit. She, after her first treatment, actually...
She also had macular degeneration.
Oh, correct.
And for 5 years, she could not see anything from her left eye.
Right. So after the first treatment, actually, she was already walking and in much less pain, sleeping better.
Sleeping all night through?
All night through without having to go to the bathroom, whereas before she'd have to get up at least 2 to 3 times. And then after the second treatment, she went to her eye doctor and she was able...
After the first treatment.
Was that after the first treatment?
Yeah, after the first treatment.
She was able to see much better on her visual field test.
The first and second line.
Mm-hmm.
From her left eye.
Right.
And I treated her again, and she was able to see my hand like 4 to 5 feet away, one finger, two finger, five
mm-hmm.
fingers, and so forth. Even though it doesn't sustain at this time, eventually it will.
Right.
So macular degeneration, glaucoma, cataract, all means nothing. It means circulation is compromised. Mm-hmm. You just had reestablish
circulation to the
yes.
eyes. Speaking of eyes, we also had Vera with us. Vera actually has severe obesity, but she also has severe hip and knee pain and also glaucoma. When she was with us after the first treatment, she actually was able to get up, move around much faster. Her energy is better, and her glaucoma, the pressure dropped 10 points within four or five
yes.
treatments, which is pretty amazing. I think it actually dropped down to normal, down mm-hmm. to 17 or
yes.
18, something like that. Give us a call. The number here is 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com, to listen to our past radio shows, and we also have YouTube videos on our website. Shall we get to our first guest?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, it's my pleasure to welcome our first guest with us today, Jerry. Welcome, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Thank you very much. It's certainly nice to talk with you.
And thank you for being on the show with us. Tell us where you're from and what you do, and how did you come about to see us, see Dr. Tong?
Well, I currently live in Naples, Florida.
Okay.
And I was traveling. I just got back from a cruise up to Alaska.
Okay.
That was
the
good.
Music's still playing, and I'm
wow.
still dancing.
Good.
So I'm a fortunate boy to be on the green side of the grass.
Yes.
In 2008, I was diagnosed with squamous carcinoma of the head and neck,
mm-hmm.
and there was cancer under the tongue. I subsequently went through treatment of chemo and radiation, and during that process twice, I almost met my maker.
Mm. Oh.
So I'm a lucky boy to be on the green side.
Yeah,
of the ground.
And you sound alive.
That is from the
chemo. Well, I am alive. One of the doctors that treated me said 70% of your treatment is attitude. And I said, if that's the case, I'll make it.
And the 30% of chemo nearly killed you.
Oh, well, with what I had, they tell me that about 80% of the people die. Mm.
From so, chemo or from the cancer?
From the treatment. I don't believe the cancer will kill them, but that chemo will take you right to the edge, and if they don't kill you, they might cure you.
Oh
but there's no guarantee of that either.
Now, you also had radiation?
Yes.
Okay.
I went through 8 weeks of chemo and wore a bag and all that sort of thing. They put stuff in me that would kill the average person, I think. But
mm-hmm.
I somehow survived, and then I was treated with radiation as well.
Hello.
Tell us some of the bad things that happened with the chemo.
Well, you know,
the radiation.
It's just, of course, all my hair fell out
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
everything else. I made one of the ugliest bald guys I'd ever seen. And so I was hoping some of my hair would come back, and now it's come back, and I've got
I thought
more
you had
hair
many girlfriends.
On the dog. Say what?
I thought you had many girlfriends.
Well, you know, I've had a girlfriend or two, but they seem to, you know, I'm one of those kind of guys that'll give me up for Lent. Stuff like that. And so that's not too good.
Okay, so your hair fell out, and then what else?
Well, various problems. I had, I ate through a feeding tube for 8 months.
Oh, my goodness.
And my esophagus closed up so tight I couldn't even swallow water or anything. And I maintained myself pretty well at being hydrated and all and putting nutrition in through the tube. I took a gallon of water through my tube every day.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, created all kinds of problems. I held my feeding tube syringe in such a way that my shoulder locked up, and I wound up with neuropathy in my feet and in my hands and all, and I think that's a result of the chemo
mm-hmm.
and the like. And then as I came along, I kind of surprised all of the doctors in that I lived.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've been trying to put me back together since March
mm-hmm.
of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had a PET scan and have been rendered cancer-free.
Mm-hmm.
But the results of the treatment are quite debilitating. For example, I've done 55 dives in the hyperbaric chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It seems, and that's about 2.5 hours a day for 55 days. Mm-hmm. I really can't tell any difference in that. But what they were endeavoring to do was reoxygenate my system.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me interrupt just 1 second, okay? Mm-hmm. The hyperbaric chamber doesn't work when your circulation all closed down.
Right.
That's why hyperbaric chamber, ozone, hydrogen peroxide don't work, because your qi, your meridian block, and your capillary all collapses. There's no red cell to pick up the oxygen. So it's a waste of time, expensive, and painful.
All of that is true, Dr. Tom.
I haven't done it, but I have heard complaints from patients.
Now, tell us a little bit about your neck, your swallowing, your tongue, some of those symptoms that you came here for.
Okay. Well, the reason I came to see you, I was going from my trip back from Alaska. I got in here on the 4th of this month of June, and was going out the next day on the 5th to visit my son out in Yucca Valley.
Mm-hmm.
I had the radio on, and during that time I heard you both speaking.
That's
and
nice.
For some reason, God only knows probably, but my spirit clicked in with yours, and I said, I must talk to these people.
Yes.
And so I called that very day and left a message, and Dr. Tong was kind enough to return my call Wednesday morning, and I was having breakfast with my son in Yucca Valley.
Mm-hmm.
We arranged if I could get into the office around 1 o'clock, I could be seen. And I made arrangements to make the trip.
Mm-hmm. It was your spirit, because I talked to you in Chinese.
That's good to hear. But anyway, one of the problems that I've been experiencing is when they did radiation on me, they burnt me from the lower mandible on down. I looked like I'd had the worst sunburn you'd ever seen in your life.
Geez.
And as a matter of fact, they had to stop treatment for 2 weeks for me to recuperate a little bit.
Goodness.
But in the process, they burned my interior of my neck. So I have a lot of scar tissue and everything build up, and in such a way that it's affected my throat.
Mm-hmm.
And the radiation being the gift that keeps on giving, it attacked my throat, got to where I could hardly swallow anything.
Oh my goodness.
And my tongue was burnt so badly. And in the process, of course, they gave me medication to supposedly handle the pain, because the pain was unbelievable.
Mm.
And I have a saying that I tell people, I've been everywhere but the electric chair, and I've seen everything but the wind, because the pain was just out of sight.
Yeah, you're right.
They put me on morphine. And that sort of thing, and I got to where I couldn't even hit the floor of my hat.
Mm.
And I just decided I wasn't going to live like that.
And you have no saliva.
I put it, no saliva. It killed my saliva gland and everything. And so I capped up the morphine, put it away, and said, I learned to live with the pain.
How about your voice? Your voice?
Well, my voice wasn't nearly what it is at the moment. And I happen to be in sales. I market a product to the aviation community and talk with a lot of people.
So speaking is very important for you. It's very important for you to speak
well. Well, if I want to communicate, it is.
Yes.
So I took a little time off and then have gotten back slowly by slowly. But after my experience on Wednesday, when I came in to visit with you, or was it Tuesday? I can't remember
Wednesday. I think it was Tuesday. I also want to reiterate that this was only one treatment you've had, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I came in. I was there about 1 o'clock, and I didn't leave your office till about 5, as I recall.
But it was your first and only treatment.
First and only treatment.
Okay.
And
tell us what improvement have you done?
What happened?
Well, visually, I'm amazed. Matter of fact, I'm standing right here now looking into the mirror. My neck, before, I looked even older than I really am.
Yes.
Because my neck was all wrinkled and It was just awful from the outside. From the inside, though, the scar tissue was built up in such a way that it affected my throat area. Mm-hmm. Now, my neck is actually, it almost looks part human.
Oh, soft again,
it's different,
right?
And on the inside, it feels much smoother and everything.
Right,
and my
softer,
throat
right?
Is better.
Mm-hmm. The swallowing, how's the swallowing doing?
It seems fine. My tongue is not as sore as it was. It feels a little bit thicker.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed I have a little more moisture in my mouth.
Wow.
When did you notice?
Before, I had dry mouth.
Mm-hmm. When did you notice the saliva come back? When?
Well, almost immediately during the treatment.
Yeah, I just wanted to know. Yeah. Yes.
I was able to swallow some moisture, which would be saliva. Mm-hmm.
And I could hear the sound when you swallow.
it was interesting.
And then the tongue pain, how's that, the pain and burning?
Well, the tongue pain, yes, it still hurts. Mm-hmm. Back from the tip of the tongue about a half an inch to about three-quarters of an inch deep, all across the tongue, it's burnt. Something terrible. That's from, I believe, the radiation.
Mm-hmm.
But the tongue feels a little bit thicker mm-hmm. today than it did before, and a little bit less of pain.
Mm-hmm.
But pain is something interesting that many people say it's mind over matter, but mm-hmm. I don't believe that. I believe it's the mind that matters.
The mind that matters.
And I allow myself not to experience that pain, mm-hmm. and it's been an interesting adventure.
How about your neuropathy, your leg, your feet, and your hands?
Yeah, I have neuropathy in my feet and hands as well. It has decreased a little bit. It's more annoying than it is debilitating,
mm-hmm.
but I notice it's less at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But regarding neuropathy, is this something that as we open up these various pathways, is that going to become less?
Of course.
Eventually,
non-existent?
Eventually
yeah,
you
absolutely.
Disappear.
Absolutely.
We have done it over and
yeah,
over.
It's something we treat all
and
the time.
Don't forget, this is just one treatment.
Right, and you've been through so much the past couple of years.
You have a gross list of symptoms. Severe, your neck
severe
was
attack.
So thick.
You were attacked
so,
by
yeah,
chemo
so
radiation.
And,
yeah,
so thick and so mm-hmm. tight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But not.
Right,
but
right.
Immediately after I treat your neck, the parotid mm-hmm. area becomes soft. I told you that. And the swelling
yes.
came down just right after my
right.
injection.
Well, we
right.
hope that you can come back and visit us again.
Well, I'm hoping to work it out mm-hmm. as I live across the country. It's a little bit far away.
Yeah.
Maybe
but
I'll
in
use
my travels, I've experienced other people that have said, oh, I have neuropathy, and it from various things, either starts at the bottom of the feet and works up the leg or from the leg up and works down to the bottom of the feet. Mm-hmm. With a person that would have neuropathy, is that a possibility of opening up those pathways
absolutely.
To get rid of that?
Absolutely.
We cure them
we
all the time.
All the time.
In your
time.
Case, in your case, it nearly, if you live around here, 99 to 100%. If we live far away, I'm going to have to use a very long needle. Maybe work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Jerry, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for taking the time to share your story.
Well, thanks so much, and God bless you as you continue to seek out health and not just a symptom.
And hope.
Exactly.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay,
have a pleasant day and a better tomorrow.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Call us at 714-556-8664. Again, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Let's get to our next guest.
Okay.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest, Monique. Welcome, Monique.
Hi, Monique.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for taking the time to share. Actually, it's not even your story. It's your friend's story, because Monique has never even had a treatment with us today, but she has a friend. Why don't you give us a little background of what Sue, your friend, has been going through, and how her treatments have been with us.
Uh-huh. I've known my friend Sue for at least about 15 years,
mm-hmm.
and I have always known her to have headaches, to have... She has also bipolar and various other chronic illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought her to the Dr. Tong because I thought that she needed a completely different way of looking at her illnesses,
mm-hmm.
because there are no improvements at all. In fact, through the Western medical doctors, I think that she had absolutely too much medication,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I brought her to Dr. Tong,
mm-hmm.
and she did agree, and now Sue has had how many treatments? About four or five.
Actually, we certainly see
she's more awake.
Yeah.
She thinks more clearly. She's more focused.
Mm-hmm.
She is on too much medication. And the goal in seeing Dr. Tong was, to get those treatments.
Right. Now, when she first came, after the first treatment, she had a lot of trembling. She had her eyes were dull. And then her speaking, she would slur her words.
Oh, she was her words were so slurred. It was just amazing that we could even understand her sometimes, I think. But I have not seen that for the past month or 2 months.
Mm-hmm. The slurring and the tremors are getting better, too.
She's still trembling a little bit, but that's from the medication,
right,
too.
Yes, how much medication is she still on?
She's still on a lot. See, the problem with her is that she was on conservatorship for a year because she had committed suicide, and she was actually put in a mental hospital. So she was put on conservatorship for a year, and now she's in assisted living. So all of the medication through the psychiatrist has to be given to her by a nurse. So the problem that we had, so Monique and I went through this with Sue as well, is that she was seeing a psychiatrist at UCI.
That's correct, yeah.
And you went with her to see him, right? Tell us a little bit about the experience.
I did meet him.
Yeah.
He did not acknowledge at all my presence because what happened
was, she's on 1,000 milligrams of Seroquel. She's on 700 milligrams of Depakote. She's on Ativan, Effexor. She's on so much. And
they're trying to kill her.
No, and so what happened was I called him to ask him, can we please decrease some of these medications? Because all these medications are part of it is causing her headaches, because her liver needs to work through all this medication, get it out of her system. It's causing the tremors. It's causing her restless leg syndrome. It's causing her frustration, her depression. It's making it worse.
The medication is causing more symptoms and worsening of the existing symptoms.
Right. So when I called him, he called me back and said, just let me know what you want, and then, I'll answer your question. So I did call him to ask if we could decrease some of the medications, because she wasn't, the Seroquel was 1,000 milligrams, was not even making her sleep well. And so he never called me back. And so then when Sue came this week, we decided all together collectively, the three of us, that she should go back and see her old psychiatrist.
Yes, because she trusted them to begin with. And
I don't think she should see any psychiatrist. I'm not kidding.
Well, in her situation, she has to be followed by someone.
Yeah, only because of the system. Because of the system. She's better, much better off without seeing any psychiatrist.
Well, and the problem with a psychiatrist at UCI, how much time did he spend with you guys?
The one at UCI, it was 12 minutes. And in those 12 minutes, he had 3 phone calls. And I'm told that cost $125.
Right. And he refused to change the medication?
Yes. And then he absolutely refused.
That's terrible, because without asking a patient and you how much she had to improve, they don't really care.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the whole problem.
Not.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the medication, that I was asking him to change, he...
They are only interested in protecting their own ego and their way to make money.
It's definitely a power and control issue, and he was an advocate for...
And money-making issue.
Right. Anyway, so we put her on a homeopathic, which has been making her sleep better. What other improvements have you noticed with her, Monique?
Well, she's focusing better, and she's getting more motivated in taking care of her own health care plan, because she needs a plan where all the doctors that she sees should work all together.
Yeah.
And
she's
realizing that there is some truth in all this.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard her say yesterday that, that she sees some truth in all this, that she needs better, she needs doctors that will have her own interest. The interest is in her and not in themselves.
And not in money. Listen, I want the listener out there to know that we can cure Sue. That means that some days she will not take any medication.
Right.
She will have no symptoms.
Right.
And she will be like a normal. And I can tell you that that's totally... not just possible.
She already is getting better.
Yeah, she's already getting better.
She's sleeping better.
And she needs to drop her medication. The only trouble is that our system, Medicare, only pays 3 treatments every 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's not adequate. We spend billions of dollars on drug that kills you.
Yeah.
And not just hundreds of dollars for things that can cure. And afterwards, you don't need those expensive medications.
Yeah. So, but I also think that it's great that she has you to help her and advocate for her and take her. She brings her everywhere. I see Monique all the time.
Good for you, Monique. That was good for you. And I want to repeat again that we can cure a problem like this. Yeah. We have another patient that was not so long ago, David, okay? He was suicidal for 30-some years. He went to the most the best acupuncturist that all the movie stars go to because he worked in the movie industry. Okay, he was completely free of medication now. Mm. No medication. He comes in happy, and he's just so enthusiastic. Not the first time he couldn't even focus on what I was telling him.
So the emotional issues, we can definitely help Sue.
Oh, wow.
Monique, thank you so much for... you know, sharing your story, you know, of Sue with us and,
thank
you know,
you
taking
for
the time.
The opportunity to tell the truth.
Yes,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it takes, you know, it takes courage and it takes, you know, caring for your friend and to share this with people so people know, you know, what they can prevent, you know, and avoid.
The reason I'm doing this is strictly I want to see her happy.
Yes.
Of all of her 63 years, she has always been sick.
Yeah.
63 years. On this earth and no happiness.
So we'll continue seeing her with you, right, then?
Yeah.
Okay, Monique, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You
thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.